91X News.
It's 16 degrees and cloudy at 5 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Courtney Bell. Future Prime Minister Justin Trudeau spoke to his supporters at an afternoon rally in Ottawa, pledging a better Canada for everyone. Trudeau will no doubt be thrilled from the 184 seats the Liberals captured last night, but he will already be facing tough questions on how and when he will implement his plan. His next task will be to pick a cabinet and address party promises to cut taxes for the middle class, meet with the premiers on climate change, and invest in infrastructure. Trudeau also says he committed to providing an open, optimistic, positive government. The Bay of Quinte riding has a new member of parliament. Liberal candidate Neil Ellis won the riding last night with over 50% of the votes in the riding. Ellis had this to say about the Liberal victory.
The riding's right now, and it's came with a strong majority. The people of this riding have spoke, and I think going forward, we can see that. And to have a win this big speaks volumes to not only my team and volunteers, to Ottawa. And we had a lot of help this time from Ottawa. And I can just say that Ben Howe is down from Ottawa. They sent people down to the ground. They weren't going to let us lose. And I know the volunteers weren't going to let me lose.
Ellis beat out Conservative candidate Jody Jenkins by 9,484 votes. Crown and defense lawyers are expected to make their own opening statements to the jury today in the trial of a Toronto police officer charged in the shooting death of a teenager on a streetcar. Constable James Forcillo has pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder and attempted murder in the death of an 18-year-old Sammy Yatim. Presiding Justice Edward told the jurors they must hear the evidence with an open mind and decide the case by a reasonable assessment of the evidence, not by an emotional reaction to it. Yatim was killed in July of 2013 in an incident captured on surveillance and cell phone videos in which 9 shots can be heard following shouted commands to drop a knife. One Palestinian was killed and 3 injured this afternoon in clashes along Israel's border with Gaza. The Israeli military says soldiers identified terrorists preparing to attack its forces and fired. It was one of at least 4 Palestinian attacks on Israeli civilians and soldiers today. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged calm during a visit to Jerusalem. Canada has come together to support the Jays while they also decided who they will support in Parliament. But were people more concerned about the Jays or who would lead their country? The importance of both was not lost on loyalist student Justin Walsh.
Well, the election, of course, was sort of monumental, and I think any voting Canadian needed to watch it. You can only hear political strategists talk so much, though, and the Jays, of course, being in the playoffs hasn't happened in 22 years, so giving my attention to both was a no-brainer.
That's QNET News on 91X to 503 in sports. The Loyalist Lancers men's and women's basketball team hosts the George Brown Huskies tonight in the opening match of the OCAA season. Loyalist forward Funcho Damiji emphasizes controlling the pace of the offense in order to win games.
Our game was kind of fun. So I feel like we can run and we can slow it down at the same time. But like if we determine the pace, like, okay, for example, that team, if you notice that team wants to run and gun and we decide to slow it down, that's our game for that day. If they're slow and it has to speed it up, that's our game.
Tune in for live play-by-play coverage of the women's and men's games beginning at 5:50 tonight here on 91X. The Toronto Blue Jays are gunning for another comeback. The Jays have pulled to within a game of Kansas City Royals as their American League Championship Series continues today at Rogers Centre. The Jays rallied from 2 games back to beat the Texas Rangers in the first round of the postseason. The game is underway right now. Kansas City leads 5-0 at the bottom of the second. In Empire B Junior C hockey, Picton is in Napanee tonight to take on the Raiders. Game time is 7:30. The Montreal Canadiens go for win number 7 on this young NHL season when they host St. Louis tonight in one of the 7 games of the NHL schedule. The Red Hot Habs are off to a franchise record 6-0 start. Elsewhere, the Calgary Flames host the Washington Capitals. Send us your team or league scores at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now your weather forecast. Tonight, cloudy with 30% chance of showers and a low of 6. Tomorrow, cloudy with 60% chance of showers and a high of 13. And Thursday, a mix of sun and cloud with 30% chance of showers and high of 14. At 5 o'clock, it's 16 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Courtney Bell.